This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is apparently seething over the House impeachment inquiry into his conduct after Democrats subpoenaed the White House about contacts with Ukraine. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a series of tweets Saturday, as his motorcade ferried him to his Virginia golf course, President Trump defended his comments and lashed out at critics, calling the impeachment proceedings in the House a fraud against the American people.
This is what's wrong.
Traveling in Greece, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Instead, you get caught up in some silly gotcha game.
Adding,
we know exactly what we were doing there. We were trying to create a situation where it wouldn't be a corrupt government.
But in his own tweet Friday, Republican Senator Mitt Romney said it strains credulity to suggest that it's anything other than politically motivated, noting the only American citizen President Trump singles out is his political opponent. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea's top nuclear negotiator says working-level nuclear talks Saturday with the U.S. in Stockholm ended shortly after they began. Kim Jong-il said outside Pyongyang's embassy that the negotiations have not fulfilled our expectation and finally broke off. Saturday's abbreviated talks were the first formal negotiations since U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed in June to restart them after they collapsed in February at a summit in Vietnam. The February talks broke down over how to pace sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program. Iraqi officials say five people were killed in Baghdad as police fired on anti-government protesters Saturday. Demonstrators began taking to the streets last Tuesday. So far, nearly 100 people have been killed. This is VOA News.